ABC News Radio. I'm Chris Garagio.
President Biden says the hostage-taking incident at a Texas synagogue is terror-related.
We are focused. The Attorney General is focused on making sure that we deal with these kinds of acts.
Speaking to reporters in Philadelphia on Sunday, Biden confirmed the suspect was a British national who purchased weapons on the street after landing in the United States. The FBI in Dallas has identified the gunman who was killed as 44-year-old Malik Faisal Akram. The president promised a thorough investigation into what he called an act of terrorism and anti-Semitism. Two teens are in custody as part of the investigation into the standoff in Texas Saturday. Sky News reports the teens were arrested by Greater Manchester Police for questioning. They have not released any information as to how the pair may have been connected to the hostage situation that took place at the synagogue near Dallas. The investigation is now international between the U.S., Great Britain, and Israel. Tennis champ Novak Djokovic is on a plane leaving Australia. The world's number one tennis star is getting deported instead of competing to win the Australian Open. Arthur Stevens has more from Melbourne.
The court has not decided in his favour, and Chief Justice James Alsop made it clear the court was only considering whether the decision by the Immigration Minister Alex Hawke,
whether the decision was, for different reasons, irrational or legally unreasonable. It is no part of the function of the court to decide upon the merits or wisdom of the decision.
Arthur Stevens, Melbourne.
Millions of Americans are dealing or will have to deal with a powerful winter storm in the coming days. The storm is currently slamming the southeast with freezing rain, snow, and ice. PowerOutage.us is reporting close to 300,000 people are without electricity, with North and South Carolina especially hard hit. The Northeast is up next, though, as winter weather alerts are in place from Mississippi all the way to Maine. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.